Well, hello guys. Now, here's a kind of a sad story. Well, it's a news item. Now, this man was 72 years of age. And just taking a look at him, you can tell he was a decent guy. Well, at least I can. And he was married to a femmon for over 50 years. And here's the femmon in question. And you can tell this femmon is also a decent person. I mean, they kind of look similar too. And I've seen it does happen. A male and a femmon can get together, and there can be mutual respect, and there can be affection, and it just goddamn well works. Now, it doesn't happen very often, but I've seen it. But unfortunately, this femmon died, and this man was now so lonely, he couldn't really carry on without her. Some people have said he couldn't even boil an egg. I'm sorry, I don't believe that, but... But femmons in a relationship, especially a marriage, can be very controlling. Oh, I know they say it's the man that's controlling and abusive, but in most marriages it's the femmon that's controlling, and she's also a bit of a bully. Maybe not physically, but mentally. Now, if you go back quite a long time, femmons, especially in marriages, kept the secrets of the washing machine. It was taboo for the man to go anywhere near it. You see, that's control. They used to use food as well to control the man as well. Food times a certain time and that sort of thing. It's to make the man absolutely reliant on the femmon. But since a lot of marriages are breaking down or not even happening now, man's found out about the washing machine and how goddamn simple it really is. It's not complex at all. But I expect this femmon control every aspect of this man's life. Not because she's being mean or anything. It's just the nature of a femmon. So I guess she could feel needed. But this guy took his own life in a terrible way. He got in his car and set the car alight. And when the rescuers came and tried to rescue him, he said to let him go. Now, I know myself personally that when somebody close dies, it's very painful. And you miss them terribly. But taking your own life is a bit drastic, I believe. Wouldn't that person want you to live? Of course, the way the paper's trying to spin it is that he couldn't survive without her. I mean, couldn't even boil an egg, that sort of thing. I mean, maybe he was really just too heartbroken to carry on. And maybe life had no meaning left for him. But it wasn't because he couldn't cook his food or anything. Hell, there's ready meals for sale everywhere. You just have to microwave them. But I think the man's feelings went a lot deeper than that. Maybe he could have done with some help from his family to help him grieve better. They didn't have any children, which may not have helped. Maybe if they had children... He had a reason to carry on. Anyway, a sad story. Let me know what you think, guys. Ciao.